1240 AM WSBC. Yeah. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you by the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub. It's in Beverly and in Bridgeport here in Chicago.
Two locations.
One of the finest spots in town.
That's right.
Yep.
Fox's Beverly Pizza.
Delicious.
Best thin crust in Chicago.
Delicious. Yep.
South Side, particularly.
Right.
Flood Brothers Disposal. You got garbage issues?
So take it right.
Take right it right out. Guinness. Guinness Irish Stout. Guinness is good for you.
Yep.
Froth. Have some Guinness. Yeah. Froth. What do you like to drink, sir?
Froth.
Creamy froth.
I know what you,
froth.
I know what you want. And the International Association of Firefighters Local Union 2.
Never you got it.
IAFF 2.
You've never from said that straight.
From now on, when we open the show and I get through the cadence, it's just IAFF 2.
What?
My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, to my left
What's
is my
up?
Twin brother, Billy.
Hello.
Billy? Hi, Bill. And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hello and good evening.
I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about what?
The White Sox game.
Yeah.
Well, life moves on.
It does.
It's only game
two,
one.
Tomorrow, I know. But I'd like, I'd like to set a
precedent.
A tone, Bill. A tone.
Well, yeah, it was kind of depressing coming out of the gate to watch them just get spanked in the first game.
Yeah.
And this has been a concern for White Sox fans the entire season.
Right.
That whenever we play very good teams, we have trouble.
You just got to hope to God that La Russa took him back into the locker room, chilled everybody out, maybe put on some Bjork.
Yes.
And, you said Bjork. I said Tina Turner.
Yeah, maybe they had both. Maybe, yeah, maybe they did one after the other. And just they come back tomorrow and they win by 12.
And
that's what happens when you listen to Bjork.
Who sings my new favorite
song?
You
come back tomorrow, you win by 12. In anything, in any facet of
any
life.
Any sport.
Anytime you have to win by 12, it's Bjork time.
Yeah.
Hey, the spread's 12. Put on Bjork.
Right. Bjork equals 12.
How was your week going, Pat?
Pretty good. Last week, I want to reference last week's episode. By the way, you can find it on iTunes if you're going to hibernianradio.org as well.
Do that.
Do it. I got my son Mike the fog machine.
Right.
Oh!
We were the fog boys last weekend. We made another trip to Spirit.
Okay.
Right? Because I had promised this.
Yes.
The birthday gift's kind of trinkling in this year.
Yeah, right. You know? Sure.
Trinkling in as Dad finds more money in different areas.
Yeah.
But we went to Spirit, and same spot again.
Do they know you by first name there?
I think they recognize me.
Hello,
a little
Pat.
Bit. It's the same guy every time.
Hello, Pat. No, yes, yes.
No, they're not Russian, though.
They should be.
Russian Spirit employees.
What are you being for Halloween, little boy?
Right.
Something super scary?
Yes. So they're what, like Northwest Side Chicagoan?
You like drifting?
What's drifting?
So when you drive your car real fast and it goes sideways for a bunch of feet.
So the Russian man that works at Spirit asks your child what he's going to be for Halloween and if he likes drifting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Plausible.
Could happen.
Sure.
No, the guy at Spirit's a weird, like, I feel like the guys who work at Spirit are like the guys who didn't get the job at the haunted house.
Yeah, right.
Maybe. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're just trying to grab onto something Halloween-y.
Yeah, well, I still got to work. It's Halloween season. I'm a nut. I love Halloween.
Yeah.
I like dressing up and wearing makeup
my
and scaring kids.
My death metal band broke up.
Right. My metal band's done.
They're like
unemployment stopped. I couldn't get a job at Hades. They're not hiring no more.
Home
they don't
Depot
like
told me to get Hades.
They told me I was too scary.
You just said Hades. I haven't
you know
heard.
What I, mean?
I haven't heard Hades since like the '90s.
So
is
wait
Hades
a minute.
Haunted house still around?
I thought Hades is like a chain of some kind, right?
Have you
Hades?
Do you guys go to the haunted houses?
No, no. Daughter wants to go. She wants to go to Fright Fest at Six Flags.
Yeah, no, that's too much.
Too much money.
Amblin's. That was nice.
Yeah, that was small.
Amblin's was like
the
high school kid in a Freddy uniform that you could punch.
It was a bunch of black spray painted plywood, and they built like some weird
stuff that could be broken very easily and replaced.
And the off-duty flower salesman was dressed up like Jason.
Yeah, exactly.
Jump out at you. Scared the hell out of you.
You ever seen a guy get
socked? Because he was making $7
You ever seen anybody get socked at a haunted house? Like punched?
No.
I have.
I went to the one real scary one, but I chickened out at the last minute. It was like at the Odeum or something.
The Odeum is still around.
That was eighth grade.
I thought that was Hades Haunted House. Haunted House at the Odeum.
I was wearing a
Joe Montana jersey.
As you were going through the Hades?
The girls told me they liked me in that.
Yeah. He's so cute. He's going to the Odeum this weekend.
I threw on the Montana jersey. I was in eighth grade, and then I went. I was like, I'm not doing this. This is crazy.
Yeah.
And I thought, what would Joe Montana do?
Throw a spiral at that demon.
And I thought to myself, he wouldn't risk it.
Right. See, there you sure. go.
The odium, that's a fun word to say.
The Welcome odium. To the odium.
Hey, the odium.
Right. See you at the odium, guys.
Right. The odium ain't hiring. I'm working at Spirit now.
Why What's can't we on? Open up a haunted
I'm
house?
I'm an understudy at the odium.
Well, we could open a haunted house. My kids would. My son, Mike, he would. His head would explode if you yeah. said that in front of
he
him.
He could be involved.
Oh, he's already involved. He's turned my entire yard
into Fogland.
Well, there's like plastic body parts and like, little grave and like he's made himself a like a psycho yard, like a creepy.
And now
he's
got the fog
machine. Yeah. Yeah, we got the fog machine.
It's like Jack the Ripper era. brick.
But it kind of just looks like it's not organized very well. So it just kind of looks like garbage on the lawn.
Oh, no, that's not good.
And I can tell that my neighbors are like, yeah, good effort, kid, but yeah. this is ridiculous. You know, like it just looks like you didn't pick up after yourself.
Okay.
Hey,
well, that's not good.
It's art.
But anyway, yeah, I took him to Spirit.
Yeah.
You
made him
But
very
I called
happy.
You.
We looked around for a while, but this time I knew what we knew we were
Did
going.
Did you get yourself anything?
No, I looked around. Hey, you know what's still there?
Putin.
Same no, remember that costume Skeleboner.
Oh, no Skeleboner one picked that up yet?
Is still in existence.
Yeah, it's still in distribution. The Skeleboner costume.
We're not making any money with this.
We've
guys.
Made money at Skeleboner from 1999 to 2021.
What, are you the costume maker?
Yeah,
you're
the manufacturer.
Yeah, right.
CEO of Skeleboner.
We're never discontinuing Skeleboner.
Nah, it's our number one
We
seller.
Were walking through Spirit. My son Mikey sees that costume.
Oh,
right?
No.
You know, folks, listeners, it's basically the Johnny Lawrence skeleton
from
costume
Karate
from
Kid.
Karate Kid.
Right.
With, you know, little Red Hot Chili Peppers added in the middle.
Sure,
flea,
right.
flea style.
Gotcha.
You know?
Okay.
And, Mikey sees it and he goes, and he giggles and he goes, inappropriate.
Yeah.
He goes, that's inappropriate.
You said this before.
I go,
that's yeah. right, young man.
It is.
It is.
You know?
But it's funny.
Yeah, but it is funny. And I'm pointing at it and I do see it and I'm aware of it. You know? Yeah. You can't walk by the Skeleboner and pretend you didn't see it. It's Spirit with your child.
What are you guys being?
Right.
My Putin mask from last year, Clay.
Yes.
It's got a oil stain on it.
Ooh, oh, no.
Messy Putin.
What, did somebody drop, like, eat a salad over it or something?
Yeah, Mikey, probably.
Where is it, on his chin?
It's, like, on the side of his head.
Actually, the oil stain makes it better.
Oil stain Putin?
Oil stain Putin.
Sloppy
That's
Putin?
That's like, yeah, there's oil can Boyd, the famous baseball player. You could have oil can Putin.
No, well, people are like, what are Putin. You? Be like, I'm Putin with salad dressing on his head.
You've been Putin every year for, like, 3 years now. Joke's not funny anymore.
No, it's always
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, it's going to be funny every year.
Every
yeah.
year, Putin's
Every year,
funny.
Putin's alive.
It's, every year, I'm going to be Putin for Halloween every year that he lives until I'm dead.
Till one of us drops dead.
Right.
All right?
Yeah.
So get used to it, lady.
The mask I had, the Putin mask, it's yeah. like, it's a photograph, right?
Right, I've
and
seen
it's
it,
like,
sure.
It's like a cotton material glued onto foam. It's basically
oh,
just a blown up picture.
So the oil doesn't look very good.
No, the oil looks like it looks like a big oil stain you'd get on like a golf shirt.
He looks like
or something.
Gorbachev.
Yeah, but it like, if Gorbachev was living on the floor of a BMW in a garage.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he was at one point.
Yeah, near the end, he
no,
was wishing
was,
he did.
That was Yeltsin.
Right. If you do not follow command, you will be living on the floor of a BMW auto garage with oil all over your body and misery and tears. Start falling in line and telling what we want you to do.
Don't be like Yeltsin.
Anyway.
Yeah.
One start. Place you won't find Ooh. Any...
Yeltsins.
Yeltsins? Okay.
Yeltsin's Gorbys or Putins?
Yeah. Or threats to the United States? The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub.
That's right.
It's the greatest pub in the land. It's the safest place on the west side, on Western Avenue.
That's right.
In on the
west
south
side of Western Avenue.
On the west side of Western Avenue. That's
this
right.
show is presented by the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub. We will return.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Chicago firefighters first formed an independent firemen's association in 1901. Firefighter delegates met in 1918 at the American Federation of Labor Convention to form the International Association of Firefighters. Chicago, having been the second organization to join the American Federation of Labor, they were designated as IAFF Local 2. Over the next 100 years or so, Local 2 has been tempered through turbulent times and survived to prosper. In 1980, a contentious strike almost split the union, but the Brotherhood of the Barrel prevailed. Today, it's a stronger union because of that, as Local 2 is forever negotiating benefits for their members. Ask any of the members and they will tell you, as the faces of our ranks change over time, the men and women of Local 2 will always stand steadfast in our resolve to aid and assist those who find themselves in dire situations. Our brotherhood is our bond, and we celebrate our differences as a way to better serve the citizens of Chicago and keep each other safe. For more info, go to IAFF2.org.
Hang in there! We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolies. Stay tuned.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park. where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Boxes is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Ooh. See you in a smoky room, maybe?
It's Journey. Little call out to the White Sox of 05.
Please. The spirits come and help us.
What if Tony La Russa played this in the locker room when they lost?
What if he played it live?
This is why you lost!
No, what if he played it, had a microphone and the guitar, and played it live perfectly?
Oh. Unreal, right? Lip syncing?
Yeah.
And then said, see you tomorrow.
He's like, I want to talk to you boys about something important.
No, it's like.
It's called culture.
Someone walks up and puts eye black on him as he's singing.
Puts eye black on La Russa?
Yeah.
Jerry Reinsdorf.
Yep.
Or somebody, maybe he needs a gold necklace too.
Michael Jordan.
Here, Jerry.
Yep.
No, here, Tony. Jerry. Here, Tony.
Yeah, let me get this for you. And then he does this little guitar part.
I got the over. Yeah.
And then Abreu hits the drums. Oh, yeah, Abreu was sick tonight. Maybe that had something to do with it.
Yeah,
he
had
a fever. He didn't feel
Thank you, Mike, our producer, Mike Sarkowski, with the little journey bump.
Hopefully on Saturday.
Bill, I'm not worried about Saturday.
No, tomorrow afternoon. Maybe
tomorrow.
Sunday.
Yes.
We'll be playing Steams. Na-na-na-na-na-na, hey. Goodbye.
Yeah, right?
Ooh. Yeah.
That's Bill's been hope. Clay. Bill's been like DJ Bill for like the last week. Every time I get in his car, he's like, "Ooh, I got one for you."
He's got a CD book out.
Yeah, exactly. It's like he just discovered Spotify.
What do you want to hear? I got No More Tears. I got Tupac.
I do have No More Tears, and I do have Tupac.
You're a smart man.
Ready to go.
You are a brilliant man.
That's Bill's
kind of person am I with? Well, he's got No More Tears and Tupac on the Spotify, so I think he's okay.
Seems legit.
He's reasonable. I think we can cut a deal with that, General. Yeah. I don't know. But that was my week. Charlotte, my daughter Charlotte's kicking butt in cross country. I'm very proud of her.
I think you're saying trigonometry.
Wow. Well, that too. You know?
Not me.
I can't do the math she does now in seventh grade.
I don't like that.
She's like, look at this. I'm like, oh yeah, that's interesting.
What's her race? What's her go-to?
Cross country? It's like a 3-mile race.
It's hard.
Yeah, it is.
But she's, the woods and all
she's
that?
Been improving her time. As the season, it was hard to get her going throughout the season. She wanted to quit up front.
You know that one of the best.
She's like, it's not what I thought it was, you know? And she's like, the older girls on the team are kind of standoffish and, you know, they don't like me. And
just
I'm like,
smoke them.
I'm like, yeah, exactly. I'm like, well, just keep your head down and try to get better. And
you know what people respect? But someone she was smoking someone else.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
It's a Carl Lewis said.
Yeah. Anyway.
Carl Lewis said that?
Not the runner.
Oh, no. The gas station attendant.
Yeah, the guy works at Shell.
Right.
You know that guy at BP, Carl Lewis?
He can run like the wind.
Yeah. He told me just smoke them all.
One of the best female runners ever is Houlihan.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, honey, I got to tell Charlotte that.
She's from Oregon, I believe, right? Or ASU? She just got banned from the Olympics.
My daughter Charlotte was...
Shelby Houlihan.
Yeah, that's
there
right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Shelby Charlotte, there's some synergy there.
1500 meter, which is the mile, basically.
That's basically what Charlotte's doing, like 2 miles, 2.5 miles, I don't know, something like that. But she's running them in like 16 minutes now. She's all the way down to, it's a pretty good time.
That's good.
For a seventh grade girl who's never been into running before. Like, you know, she's gotten better like every practice. And her coach like sends us nice and encouraging texts. He's like, she's killing it. So yesterday she had a meet.
Shelby does it in 4:26.
There was like this sectional meet like the week before that Charlotte didn't qualify for, right? She was kind of crushed.
Yeah.
And she was like, ugh, you know. And then she didn't want to go to the practice the next day because she was like, no, there's only one more meet and it doesn't matter or whatever, like after sectionals. And anyway, She was like, oh, she kind of wanted to quit. I was like, don't quit. You're getting better. You're getting better.
Yeah.
Your coach is telling us after practice, like I show her the text. So she went out the other day, yesterday, in fact, and went to this meet. And I, unfortunately, I wasn't there. I was taping the other show here with Hibernian Media. And she crushed it. She got like 3 minutes better. She finished 17th in the race out of like 150 kids.
That's good.
I was like, oh, you know, and
tell her to run track too.
Her confidence went through the moon, and I was like, I told you, you would get like, you got to work at things.
Yep.
You know, but it's fun to watch her kind of grind it and go through some adversity and like tough it out. And I was like, she needed that, and I'm kind of proud of myself and my wife for like not letting her quit.
You know? Irish people can
I think
run.
We let, yeah, but I think we let kids quit on things too early these days now. It's not like, no, you signed up for it. Make the commitment. Finish it. Even if you're never going to play again, finish it.
Right.
Get through with it.
You know? Finish.
Finish. Finish strong. You know?
Yeah.
That's also what Carl Lewis at the gas station told me one
That's
night.
What Carl Lewis told LaRusso.
He said, finish strong.
That's what Carl Lewis
said. He said, smoke them and finish strong.
He said, hey, smoke them all. Finish strong.
Smoke them, baby.
You know, yeah, and tell her. Wait, Carl Lewis at the BP?
Yeah.
What BP can we find this motivational Carl?
He's Kitty Corner across the street from St. Vincent's on Lathrop and North Avenue in Elmwood Park, Illinois.
Wonderful.
Yep. He's a good guy.
Right. Next time you go and go, where's Carl Lewis?
Tell her to run track, too, because there's a whole set of races that she might like, which are shorter, but 800 is a good one.
Yeah.
That's two laps as hard as you can.
Yeah.
Then there's the 400, which is one lap as hard as you can. It's tough.
She's pumped. I'm happy for her. So that's kind of been, you know, my week as far as like...
As a cross-country enthusiast.
Yeah, I'm turning into one, you know?
It's a good sport.
Well, it's inspiring me. I'm like, oh, you know, I was ectomorphing for a little while.
No.
You remember that?
Right.
But now I'm like, maybe I just start running just to like get back into the...
Running through the woods.
I got to start running through the woods.
I saw a friend of ours the other day.
Dressed up in army gear.
You had talked about how you wanted to get to the point where you could run. You had once talked about it. You said you wanted to get to the point where you could run shirtless.
Yes. That was a goal of mine at some point.
Saw a friend of ours from grammar school the other day.
Running shirtless?
Running shirtless.
In the fall?
And he's ripped.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. He didn't know I saw him.
Did you tell him? Did you stop and go, nice body?
No, but I was about to be like, you get it. Do it.
Yeah.
You know, made me feel
hard. Run it off.
Made me feel good about my
finish
age.
Strong. That's what you yell at him when you're driving by him.
Should have blew smoke in his face.
No, he's actually a great guy. I'll give him a shout out.
Who is
it?
It's Brian Hickman.
Brian Hickman.
Yeah, Brian.
Ooh,
big runner. I've seen him like all over River Forest. He doesn't know I've seen him yet. So,
Brian,
now that you're listening to this show, if you hear it, saw you running shirtless. You're looking great, buddy.
Yeah. Ooh. High praise from Billy Boy.
One of the greatest guys ever, Brian Hickman. Yeah.
He absolutely is. And I guess I'm a little jealous that he's running shirtless before
he's gotcha.
You can run shirtless.
Yeah, well, anybody can run shirtless, but you want to run shirtless and be proud of it.
There's guys over here that run shirtless with jeans on.
Yes, there are.
Oh, yeah, there's those guys.
Yes, they're cocaine dealers.
They're cocaine.
Did you see that cocaine dealer running shirtless with his jeans on?
Cocaine users, maybe.
Both.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see Pete Rose? You know him?
Yeah, I know that guy.
Famous Cincinnati Red Pete
Rose. Guy that had a lot of hits.
Head first ladder.
Yes! One of the greatest players of the game in the history of it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He's launching a gambling podcast.
Oh,
good for him.
Oh, yeah.
This is from Too Much Zuck.
Yeah.
Bet you didn't see this coming. MLB Pete Rose, MLB legend. Pete Rose, banned from baseball for life for wagering on the game, has launched a sports gambling podcast. The 17-time All-Star broke the news on Thursday, announcing he's exclusively teaming up with Quake Media.
Oh, a respected unit.
To offer betting tips. Yeah. Cool. Quake Media. Sure. To offer betting tips and picks on his show.
Cool.
Pete Rose Daily Picks. Daily Picks? Every day. Wow.
Uh-oh.
It's a show featuring my picks. What's my Pete Rose voice? How do I do a Pete Rose voice? He's not Southern.
No.
He's Ohio, though.
Yeah.
He's,
No,
that's what it
is.
Now,
listen.
That's not how how do Ohio people
just do Southern.
Sound? Yeah, we're going to make Rose Southern for this
no.
bit.
No.
Who are you? No.
No.
Bill, the little green dinosaur in the cartoon. No.
Who?
I don't Southern. He's not Southern though. Rose would hate that. I'm a huge Rose fan.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's how.
He's never gonna hear this.
It's a show featuring my picks and breakdowns of games, not just baseball. Rose says I'll be taking football,
poker,
basketball, horse racing, golf, highlight, floor hockey, foosball.
Yeah, Pete Rose.
And a lot more.
Knows a lot about floor hockey.
Sure he does.
No, he doesn't.
The show debuts tonight. Oh, okay. And will air 6 days a week with sports betting broadcaster Ben Wilson. All right.
Go That's for it, cool. Pete.
I hit a trifecta this weekend. Oh, you did? Who told you? Charlie Hustle.
Listen to this.
Yeah. What do you think?
Oh, here, there's Pete.
Greatest shortstop ever?
Ever. If you're going to start a team, who you want to play shortstop?
Maybe Jeter.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm a Cal guy, you know that. Who you want to play shortstop?
Who?
Cal Ripken. Yeah, Cal Ripken.
There's only one guy you start your team with.
Who?
His name's Alex Rodriguez.
No way. I say Ozzie Smith, Pete.
That's good. Thank you, Mike. Yeah, Pete Rose, a little bit of hair.
Pete likes A-Rod.
Yeah, that's very Southern.
Pete Rose. It's too high there. Pete Rose.
Who do you think you are, Pete Rose?
Who do you think you are, Pete Rose?
Sliding into that dirt.
Going headfirst in that dirt. Gambling on games. Cheating on your wife. Who do you think you are, Pete Rose?
Charlie Hustle.
Charles
Hustle. Mike just pointed out.
You know what? Watching that Sox game tonight,
yeah.
I thought to myself, all these guys involved in that scandal, the Houston scandal,
mm-hmm.
they should be banished from the game.
I was feeling the same way.
Pete Rose should be on the field.
I was like, look at these cheating. You're right, Clay. I was like, look at these cheating little punks. Rose, there's no evidence that Rose ever bet against his own team.
No, it doesn't. And he didn't cheat during the game to affect the outcome of a baseball game.
Sure.
That's what the Astros did.
Right, exactly.
They cheated during the game.
I'm like, yeah, exactly. So watching them play the Sox tonight and win, obviously, it was stung a lot, but it's like, you cheaters.
Yeah.
Look at these punks.
You cheaters!
Do you think...
Cheaters, justice.
I'm just thinking about... Yeah.
Cheaters, justice! That's coming for you, buddy.
That's from Casino.
Yeah, exactly.
And he smashes his hand with the hammer.
That's what I want to do to Altuve.
Yeah, that's what
Put
I
your
mean.
Hand on the hair. And Tony La Russa, Tony La Russa comes out with a sledgehammer, slams it into Altuve's hand and goes, cheater's justice. Game two tomorrow.
That's a great
promo. That's a good promo.
Yeah, it is.
Right. They drag Altuve into a locker room. It's like, Eloy and Abreu.
Don Rickles is standing there.
Yeah, Don Rickles is in a suit.
No, Don Zimmer.
The late Don Rickles.
Don Zimmer dressed as Rickles.
Wait, yeah. We reenact the casino scene where we bring Altuve in and La Russa smashes his hand with a hammer.
That'd be amazing.
Cheater's justice.
Then it's Scorsese. Enjoy the game.
Yeah. Yeah. A guy shot at Scorsese. Enjoy tonight's game.
Holding a pennant. It's a baseball arm.
Right.
Sure.
I cheer for film. Film. Baseball.
Go.
I thought about Rose because you guys were talking about him a little bit.
Yeah. Let's get our roses right.
Do you think if Rose never got busted for obviously betting on baseball, with his competitive nature, because he was a player manager too.
Yes.
Do you think that he would have, and I wondered if the Cincinnati franchise would ever do something as so, because the White Sox let Minnie Minoso play in, six different decades where they'd bring him up to bat?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that Rose is the type of person that would thrive in that.
Rose would go up to bat
and get a hit
until he was 80 years old.
Exactly. Today, you could be like, Pete, you want to take a couple swings? He'd be like, yeah, sure, no problem.
Pete, we'll give you $500 to play for the season. He'd be like, oh, man.
There's an amazing video of Bill. You mentioned that.
He'd go and if they allowed him to bet on himself to get a hit, he'd go and do something crazy.
I think him
stunt.
And Joe Jackson both said they would play for free. Literally, would play for free.
But you should watch. There's a short video of Pete Rose when he was working. Fox brought him in, right? And it's A-Rod and Frank.
I've seen it with Frank Thomas and A-Rod.
And they're talking to Pete Rose, and Pete Rose is giving them hitting tips.
Yeah, about where to stand in the batter's box.
Yeah, where
are
you standing? You go, come up in the box. Yeah. And then you go back in the box.
I show that to my
Choke
son.
Choke up here, look up down here. And he's like giving Frank and these guys tips that they've never heard before. And they're like, that's genius.
Yeah,
that's church
Frank's
right there.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
I show that to my son, Brendan.
You should.
That very clip.
I encourage everybody to go look for some Pete Rose videos.
Watch some Pete Rose highlights. Give that guy some credit.
Hey, if you're gambling on any games this weekend, watch some
Reds.
Pete Rose highlights. Get excited.
No one would know about the Reds if it wasn't for Pete Rose.
The big red machine. Oh, Tony Perez. Johnny Bench.
Chris Sabo.
Joe Morgan.
Bench. Morgan.
Come on.
Rose was
Sparky Anderson.
Was the personality.
Yeah, no, those teams, the big red machine, man, they were great.
I remember Joe Morgan cracking jokes.
No.
But Joe Morgan called a great game.
Yeah, he did. He's
a good announcer.
So is Jason Benetti.
Yeah, I miss Benetti now. Like it is playoff time, and I'm like,
Pierzynski called the first game tonight, the White Sox game. It was AJ.
Who does the World Series?
He did a nice job, actually.
Costas? Buck?
I don't know. Probably Joe Buck. Yeah.
Listen, Kostas Buck. Who? Huh? I'm tired of them all.
Lester Holt.
Right.
Lester Holt is and Joe the World Buck.
Yeah. No, his kid. Mm-hmm. Steve.
Stefan Holt? Stephen Holt? Is that what it is?
Stevie Holt, we call him.
Stevie Holt.
Yeah. Let's not get on the Holt. We've
already done the Ponces.
We haven't talked about the Ponces in a while.
We did that. Why does this show feel compelled to pick on the families of broadcasting?
Because who the hell are they?
Finish strong, right?
No more tears.
Smoke them all.
No more tears. Hey, White Sox fan, no more tears.
That's right. We're winning from here on out.
Do we have no more tears?
Let's play it.
Oh, here's Ozzy Osbourne.
The lights in the window is a crackin'.
Ooh.
It's a hit in the bush.
That's right.
Ozzy.
Oh, yeah.
No more tears, White Sox fans. We're going to get back after it.
That's it's right. a very October type song, isn't it?
Sure it is. Ozzy is very Halloween.
Ozzy's very October.
You know? Yes, he is. What if his name was Ozzy October?
Mr. October.
Right. This is Mr. October, Ozzy Osbourne. That's Reggie Jackson, sir. No, it's Ozzy Osbourne. Anyway, I'm excited. It's cool to see baseball season. We got a big boxing match this weekend as well.
Ooh, Tyson. Yeah.
Tyson Fury.
And Deontay Wilder.
It's the third match.
This
correct?
Is the third one, yeah.
So Gypsy King is always fun to watch. We'll be rooting for him.
It's gonna be wild.
I saw that he had like a personal stool made for himself in the ring that had like
diamonds Wilder. On it.
There's like diamonds around it. It's like Wilder's face on it. There's like some trash talking.
I'm sure.
Thing on there that he's like sitting on it. I couldn't read it, make it out. I don't know enough about the saga between Fury and Wilder.
Last time he came out, didn't he come out on like one of those royal things where everyone's a bunch of guys are holding like a bed? He was standing
the gypsy thing,
the chair.
Yes, that's right.
And he has a scepter, and you know.
But then Deontay Wilder,
a crown.
Deontay Wilder comes out in like this mask where like it's
he came out in like a metal suit.
Yeah.
Like, and then he lost, and he blamed it on the suit. The suit was too heavy.
Yeah, right. The theatrics of boxing. My suit was too heavy when I got to the ring, and it made me tired.
Yeah,
he was dressed as like a. Knight of some kind, like a demonic knight.
Mike Tyson used to wear like a ripped hooded sweatshirt.
Right,
like,
speaking of Tyson.
So I can eat this person.
It was like a lion. Snarling. You're like, I'm fighting that thing.
What's going on with
he had like a loincloth shirt that he wore.
There's actually a great, it's like the Pete Rose video. There's a great Tyson video about like, he's narrating about what he's thinking as he's walking in the ring. He's like, I'm terrified as I'm walking to the ring. Like, I think I'm going to lose. Like, I
would love
this guy's going to knock me out. I'm going to be humiliated. He's like, then I step into the ring and I look at the guy. And I know that I'm just gonna demolish.
Anger
him.
Takes over. Yeah. Like
as soon as I see, and we're doing the stare down. It's like as soon as I see him look away for 1 second.
I got him.
I've seen. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Be great to have if Tyson was on Pete Rose's podcast, wouldn't it?
Oh wow!
I'm sure he will.
I'd love to have Tyson and Rose on a podcast.
Be like, let me tell you, Pete, about hitting. I know more about hitting than you do.
Tyson and Rose are in the same circle.
Right.
Believe me.
Tyson and Pete
Tyson
Rose.
Tyson Rose Canseco.
Right. They're all at the same party house.
I want to go to that party badly.
me too.
Wait a minute. You're telling me you're having a party where Tyson Rose and Canseco are going to be there?
The law firm of Tyson Rose and Canseco.
Right. Good evening. You've called the law firm of Tyson Rose and Canseco. Personal injury attorneys.
The best in the business.
Did you fall down? Did you hurt yourself?
Did you slide into home?
Did you slide into home?
You get hit with a baseball?
You get hit with a baseball bat by accident? Call Rose Canseco.
We only cover baseball-related injuries.
Sure.
That's it. And drunk driving.
Tyson, Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I know him.
Hell yeah, I'd fight Logan Paul. Envisions $100 million payday. All right.
Nice.
So first, Logan Paul was like calling out Floyd Mayweather, right?
Okay.
Now he's calling out Tyson.
I don't buy it.
Well, it could very well be a reality for Logan Paul because Iron Mike says he's now down to box the YouTube star, claiming the fight could earn the two a fortune. And he's probably correct about that.
Yeah, but
Tyson's looking for Dell.
It'll be very staged and theatrics, and same as Tyson Roy Jones.
But I don't I think Tyson truly tries to just knock Logan Paul out.
I can see Tyson wanting to hurt a millennial really badly.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think he wants to hurt anyone anymore.
No.
He's not like that.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think so.
We'll see.
He's
Mike, you don't want
the art of making money by not work doing too much.
You're like the agent in LA. Mike doesn't want to hurt anybody anymore.
Yeah.
He's not like that.
Those days are over.
Logan's not going to get hurt in this fight.
There's no Holyfield left in Mike.
We're gonna get a bunch of sponsors from YouTube, and it's going to work out great.
Mike's in the ring for nine minutes.
Mike has no intention of hurting Logan.
We want to try and get him in and out of the ring in 8 or 9 minutes.
Yeah, 8 or 9 minutes.
And he needs to make $40 million.
Right. He's going to be entering the ring with maybe Tina Turner, a couple of old 80s singers. Bjork is going to be there. Tony La Russa. Some odd celebrities will be walking Mike to the ring. But he's not going to be hurting Logan.
Right.
It won't happen.
Listened to a Tina song earlier before we came
in. We don't need another hero.
We don't need another hero.
You guys were sad? Yeah. That's
no.
a sad song, kind of.
Maybe. I think it's a...
Trying to follow Ozzy with Tina?
No, I don't know. I got other plans.
Well, we got to take...
Let's hear about those plans after this break.
Okay. Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery. Or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Welcome back.
Oh, yeah.
Fourth quarter of the show here.
Yeah. Yep.
Make sure you do go to the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub.
Especially during these White Sox playoffs.
Yeah. And tell them the Hoolies sent you.
Yep. If you go to the Cork and Kerry, the Sox have about a 75% chance more of winning.
I think so.
There's no better bar to go watch them. Just right outside the park.
Where are you going to watch the game tomorrow, Billy?
I'll be working. So I won't be able to. I'll probably be tuning in and out on my phone while I'm working.
Okay.
With that YouTube TV.
Right.
Yeah. I'll be doing that. Yeah.
What about you, Pat?
What am I doing this weekend? Yeah. I'm going to start painting. I'm almost done painting my furniture.
Oh, you're painting
the furniture project that I had.
Yeah.
I did the bookcases.
Yeah, you sent me pictures. It looks nice.
Clean lines.
Really, I did a job.
I did a two-tone. I did a blue with the inside of the bookcases white, right. But with blue shelves.
Very nautical.
Very nautical. I want to make, you know, this room nautical.
What are you going to put on those shelves, big dog?
Maybe some ships.
An anchor?
An old baseball glove.
Yeah.
Right? You know?
Picture of Tom Cruise.
Picture of Tom Cruise. Picture of Pete Rose.
Tyson.
Picture of Mike Tyson. Picture Canseco. Tony La Russa and Jose Canseco. They're all going on the mantle.
Legends.
Yeah. Spears. What about Britney? The naked one.
I got a gold bust of her that's going to go right in the middle.
A mini gold record.
Yeah, and a record right next to it. For those people that are confused, they're like, who's the naked gold woman? Like, let's look at the record. It's Spears. Okay? Yep.
That's right.
I dipped her in gold one day.
Do you think Spears has as many gold records as Tina Turner?
Oh, that's a great question.
It's a good quiz question. Mm-hmm.
Who's got more goldies?
I don't have time to look it up, Bill. Well, listeners, next week, if you want to post on our Facebook page, the quiz question is, who has more gold records, Tina Turner or Britney Spears?
Tina Turner is way better than Spears.
A thousand times.
She played with the Stones, man.
Well, now that Spears is free.
Right.
And we got to follow the Spears story all the way through.
Till the end of the year or
till
when?
Till the end of time, Bill.
Oh, okay.
Until the political atmosphere settles, the fog clears, you know?
It's all about Spears until then.
Well, there's a new movement.
What's that?
It's the people behind the Free Britney movement.
Oh,
okay.
Are saying their next mission is free Amanda Bynes.
Where's she at?
She's cracked.
I thought she was like a drug addict or something.
She looks different.
Remember her from She's All That?
Sure.
Is that what it was from? She's All That? No. She's the man.
She was in that film.
The man as Amanda Bynes.
Right.
She's All That as Freddie Prinze Jr.
Soccer?
And some chick.
Rachel Lee Cook.
Yeah. You know, whatever happened to her career.
Got to get your early 2000s stars right, buddy.
Hey, I heard Rachel Lee Cook throwing out the first pitch at a Sox game.
Right, who's coming? Rachel Lee Cook, Freddie Prinze Jr., Josh Hartnett, you know.
Jose Canseco,
Tony La Russa, Mike Tyson, Logan Paul. It's going to be a great, great time. Tony La Russa is going to be talking hitting.
Hitting and catching.
And catching.
And throwing.
And gambling. And drinking. And whoring. All of it. It's going to be a great time.
Same with Rose.
Half of them.
Same with Tyson.
Right. Anyway, the Free Britney Spears movement. Now it appears Britney Spears will probably not be living under conservatorship by year's end.
Right.
Members of the Free Britney, hashtag Free Britney movement, say their focus will shift to the second most famous she's also a conservatee.
Conservatee.
She's a conservator.
Amanda Bynes.
Conservatinsons.
Who cares though?
She's enslaved.
She doesn't have the traction that Britney has.
Amanda Bynes is in this.
She's got one too. TMZ. Ooh, too much Zuck. Spoke with several Free Britney supporters this week as they held a rally for her outside the LA courthouse amid the monumental hearing in her case. As they celebrated Britney's father Jamie being removed from the conservatorship. We asked what they will put their energy toward once Britney's case is over, and the response was unanimous.
Ooh.
Freeing Amanda.
Yeah, big deal. Speaking of Zuckerberg's little weasel self.
Yeah.
Looks like he's in a little deep trouble, huh?
Could be.
Yeah. I'm going to start poking around a little bit.
I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know
what to believe anymore.
He deserves it.
You know what? You can't trust a guy who combs his hair forward.
He just looks like that.
Oh, really, Bill?
You ever gotten that? I never understood that hairstyle.
No.
The straightforward, the Caesar?
Like, yeah, all those guys just the Caesar, like, just comb it down and cut me some bangs and, you know, like...
And be done with it.
Where's your personality?
Where's your suave?
Yeah, where is your suave?
With Zuck.
Hey, Zuck, with, you know, the hair combed down, where's your suave?
He's just such a weasel.
Bill, before the break...
Yeah.
Weren't you talking about Tina Turner and some... You had a story about Tina Turner?
I don't know if I had a Tina... I just thought that I wanted, you know, it'd be nice to hear that, you know, the socks.
Whenever I want to change topic, I just bring up Tina Turner.
Do you? Zuckerberg scare you?
Yes, he does. He terrifies me, truly.
Every time I see him, I want to smash his face.
That's what I tell my son, Mikey. I go, cougars, werewolves, there's only one demon you need to know of. His name is Zuckerberg.
He's one of the scariest people ever.
And like, he looks like this.
If you walked outside at night and Zuckerberg was just standing still in your backyard,
I'd be creeped out.
Oh, God, I'd be creeped out then I'd tackle
That's
him.
That's going to be my Halloween costume. Remember the picture of Zuckerberg with all the suntan, like the white suntan lotion all over him? I'm going to be that with a blue Facebook logo on my chest. And walk around with a surfboard.
In a swimsuit.
Yeah. That way, like, because that's easy. I don't have to look like Zuckerberg. I just cake myself in white paint.
That's a great idea.
I have a Facebook logo and carry a styrofoam surfboard.
But have Dork on your back, like in Police Academy.
I'll have Dork on my back like it's a jersey name. Dork.
Number 8.
What number does Zuckerberg wear?
Something horrible.
What? Like, there's no such thing as a horrible number.
Like 79. No, that's a brief.
Don't be biased towards numbers.
Right. That's what Pete Rose says.
Don't be biased towards numbers. Towards
bad numbers.
Yeah, that's his.
My numbers don't lie, sir.
Right.
I wish him the best.
So do I. I love Rose.
He loves you back.
I got to give a shout out to this, the Barstool Sports app, Clay.
Yeah, sure.
That we went and downloaded like 2 weeks ago when we went out to the event at Hollywood Casino.
Yeah.
The big promotion they had.
Yeah.
I had my $100 bet back, right? Because the Bears didn't win.
Right.
They gave me the $100 back.
Yeah.
College football last week. I'm like, well, I can't get the $100 back. I'll just like, gamble it, you know? Blind gambled.
Uh-huh.
Right?
And best way.
On a parlay called Kelly in Vegas. Some woman who works for Barstool Sports who like picks these long parlays.
Well, she doesn't just work for Barstool. I did some research on Kelly in Vegas.
Yes, after you heard the news.
Yeah.
So she had a parlay like the week prior.
Who the hell is Kelly in Vegas?
She's
a stranger you're giving money to?
She's a handicapper.
She's a handicapper.
Oh, all right.
And she's, you know.
The sexy blonde chick. Yeah. Probably like in her early 30s.
She knows David from Clear Choice? She absolutely knows David from Clear Choice.
I don't think she's privy to him.
Whenever I'm in Vegas and I want to bet the sports book, I do Kelly in Vegas. Look at her, Clay.
Oh, hey,
Kelly in Vegas.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Yeah, her teeth aren't as nice as David's.
No, they're pretty nice.
That's photoshopped.
Well, she knows what she's talking about.
David's are pure. Right?
Because I saw that her line, like she had won the week before.
Yeah.
$100 bet paid $8,000, right? $8,700. It was like plus $8,700.
Sure,
on this parlay. That's what she does, these parlays. Long shot, it wins, right? The next week she says, oh, I got this other parlay. Right now, Kentucky had to beat Florida, right? And they did in a big upset,
right?
But I blindly went, oh, she had this big parlay last week. Here, I'll just put $25 on this one, right?
Yeah,
blindly didn't think about it. Wake up the next morning, look at the app, plus $900. It won.
Paid out $900 bucks.
On a $25 bet. I was like, whoa. I was like,
Kelly in Vegas.
Kelly in Vegas is probably going to be the worst thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah.
I've been following her now on Twitter, like trying to look for her picks. But I'm not lying. As soon as you told me about that, I'm like, who's this Kelly in Vegas?
Yeah, I was like, look at this. I just picked it blind. Amazing.
Yeah.
Picked it blind.
We can't encourage
I just picked it blind and I hit $900.
Let's go bet on the Greyhounds. Forget all that.
I wouldn't know anything. I wouldn't know how to do it. But it doesn't matter, you know? I mean, I can't sit there and, like, if I start investing the time to start going, then if I do this, I do this. I'm going in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Right? No. You know?
That's correct.
Yeah. So it was kind of
a game of chance.
It is a game of chance.
Just put your money in Bitcoin.
Yes. And then write a musical about it. And take it to Broadway, because Bitcoin the musical
is... Write two musicals.
A whole tentpole series of plays about Bitcoin.
Did you say tentpole?
A tentpole.
Oh, a tentpole.
Yeah, that's what they call a movie in Hollywood that it can have lots of different spin-offs to it. A tentpole.
Like Police Academy?
Well,
Police Academy was not a tentpole film, but the Marvel films are kind of tentpole films.
Sure.
Yeah. Right?
Jason's?
Jason's back. Did you see this?
Look how excited Bill got.
Jason's made more films
than
anybody.
I'm laying on the couch the other night, and I see a trailer, and I'm like, Jamie Lee Curtis is still doing Jason? Oh,
that's
no.
Michael, you jerk.
Bill. Oh, yeah. Bill. Sorry. Michael, Jason, Freddy.
Killers, right.
Get your Halloween killers correct, Billy.
Oh, boy. Sorry.
Mind your killers. Mind them. It's Michael, not Jason, you numbnuts.
Well, what's the difference between Michael and Jason?
One, Jason's a little bit more violent. I don't know. They're both sickos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, can anybody tell me?
See, now we're like the guys at Spirit. This is what they do all day. Who's more dangerous, Jason or Michael?
Yeah.
Well, Jason is a bit more homicidal than Michael, but I don't know. Yes, can I help you? It's the animatronics are on aisle 7. Your little boy is interesting. He likes horror stuff. Yes. Yeah, I didn't get hired at Hades, you know? They wouldn't hire me, so I'm here now, and I'm enjoying it, but I'm depressed, and we're talking Jason and Michael. Don't mind us. If you want to know what the fake mustaches are or the Scalabona costume, you just come up here, and I'll show you the private room you could try on in.
You know? Do they let people try Scalabona on before they buy it? I don't think so.
No,
probably
you
not.
Can't, right.
You can't be like, hey, I want to try the Scalabona on before I see if it fits.
The Scalabona's not tried before you buy?
Can I see you in a Scalabona costume? Right.
Why don't you try it on? I want to take a look at it.
See how it fits overall.
Then I'll decide, you know. it's a different kind of Halloween party, you know. It's going to be fun.
Right.
Anyway.
Zuckerberg's going to be there.
Zuckerberg, Jose Canseco, Tony La Russa, Logan
Bennett,
Paul,
Gaga.
Lady Gaga, Tony Bennett, Mike Tyson,
Spears,
Britney Spears, Amanda Bynes, David from Clear Choice, Kelly in Vegas. They're all going to be there. It's going to be a great Halloween party. We've got a fog machine.
Ice tea.
Ozzy Osbourne singing No More Tears.
Right. That's been the show, folks. That's where it went this week.
Yeah.
If you've enjoyed it, you can find archives of it if you go to hibernianradio.org. Or you can find us on iTunes if you search for Hooley's Hooley Show, H-O-O-L-E-Y. Do want to thank sponsors again. That is the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub out in Beverly and in Bridgeport. Yes. Fox's Beverly Pizza.
Yes.
Guinness Irish Stout. Guinness is good for you. Mm. The Flood Brothers. Flood Brothers Disposal.
Yeah.
And the International Association of Firefighters Local Union 2, IAFF 2.
You got it.
Yeah.
Now it's just IAFF.
Hurry up. I'm trying not to get carjacked on my way home.
Well, all right. Here's the thing. Ice House or Tina to close it out. Who are we going with?
You talking Ice House, the beer?
No, Bill likes the song Electric Blue. He's been playing it for me, and it's been driving him
go
nuts.
Go Tina.
Show
her the respect she
deserves.
All right,
fine. Electric Blue next week, but you get Tina now because you know what? We don't need another hero. We just need a win.
Thank you, Bill.
Go Sox. See ya.
Out of the ruins, out from the wreckage, can't make the same mistake this time. Children, the last generation. Generation. We are the ones they left behind. And I wonder when we are ever gonna change. Living under the fear till nothing else remains. Something.